The Burt Show.
Into the
time to
fun.
Get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
O.J. Simpson is dead.
He is.
Oh, what else is going on?
We got to talk about this. We got to talk about this today.
Yeah, we do.
I cannot believe that at the end of the show yesterday, I mean, I think we'd been done for maybe 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden Tommy buzzes into the studio and he's like, O.J. Simpson's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't register with me because it's not, I know he had a cancer battle, but I didn't, you don't really think that somebody that infamous just is just going to pass on like a random Thursday.
I think I had forgotten that he had this battle going on with cancer. I think that quite honestly, and I'm always a little bit torn on days like this because I know you're supposed to talk respectfully about those that pass away, but you know, it's OJ. I think at some point when I saw the any headline with OJ, I just went right by it. So I think I just kind of forgot that he was even battling this whole thing.
I might have done the same thing because in full transparency, I had no idea he had cancer until I saw that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, so he's been battling cancer. He died at the age of 76. His family says that he died at his home at his home in Las Vegas. They said they were surrounded by his loved ones, but I think we're all kind of in the same boat where we're like, eye roll, like, okay, you're surrounded by your loved ones. It's so great. And then we think back to the trial with his ex-wife, and we think about how she died and now how he gets to die, you know, surrounded in his very lush home, surrounded by his family. It just doesn't really seem fair.
He represents, because who knows at the end of the day what really happened? Who knows where he is now, if he's up high or down low? Who knows, right? I do know that during that time, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this a couple times this morning. A, if you lived through it, I mean, it was the only thing the entire country was focused on was that Bronco ride, right?
Yep.
But the second thing,
and the trial itself too.
This is where I'm going with it, at least during this segment. The trial itself was, I think, for sure, one of the three most painful days in our country's history for me, because it really showed the divisiveness in race in this country. When decision was made in the court, it felt like white people were really, really upset that he was found innocent at first, and there were a lot of black people that were celebrating it, because I think what it was doing was bringing up a lot of historical, you know, like a lot of racial issues for black men not being treated well or treated correctly during the system. And unfortunately, they had OJ as the example to root for in this case. And I just remember it being really divisive.
It was very divisive. I was young at the time, so I wasn't as emotionally attached to it as I would have been today as an adult. But looking back on it, I think those situations are always really tough for black people, because you understand what the system is for black people, and typically we're not on the better side of it. So you tend to have a tendency to want to root for the black person that's in this position, but you can't, not in a situation like that. So you kind of torn. And I do feel like at that time for black people, it was like, we just want to see a black person win. But in that case, you didn't want to see the black person win, because OJ himself didn't even want to be the black person in that situation. So it just felt like you were rooting for something without even focusing on the facts and what was actually going on, because the people were focused on race.
Yeah, within the community, we're most feeling this dude is guilty, but we got to stand by our dude because we're the same color.
But again, how old were you?
I was a sophomore
in high school, and I'm significantly older than you.
I think middle school sounds about right.
Yeah.
So maybe it's an unfair question for you.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that the older black people at that time were torn in that way, for sure.
Yeah, so it for someone like me who didn't really grow up with a lot of context for this, because like for me, this is a true crime documentary. Like I learned about this case by watching it on like USA or something. And so it's very weird for it all to get dug back up and for it to feel like a present day story now that he's passed. It's like, oh, like, yeah, this didn't happen that long ago. Like this wasn't something that happened like 30 years ago. This is something that like a lot of people lived through.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll really never know. I know a lot of people wanted like a deathbed confession. We'll never know if we'll get that.
What did you say was trending yesterday on social media? What hashtag?
Well, typically in situations like this, you'd see like F cancer trending, but it was RIH, which I've never seen in my life, which was rest in hell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was trending yesterday. Yeah,
people did not hold back.
I feel like in a long time, this is the most visceral reaction I've seen to people when it comes to a celebrity dying.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people feel like he got away with it, even though he was found guilty in civil court, I believe.
He was, right?
Mm. I think a lot of people just feel a certain way about it because it sure seemed like the evidence was that he was guilty and he got off. So,
and even not at the time. It was how he acted afterwards, the book he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know, when it happened. It was years later, the way he acted, like I said, the book he wrote just made everybody kind of turn their heads like, dude.
Yeah,
what,
the arrogance.
Why would you write if I did it if you didn't do it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was all very strange. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? At the end of the day, one person made a decision on where he's going, and we have no control over that.
Mm. All right. O.J. Simpson's trial prosecutor is reacting to his death. I'll tell you what she said on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.